Hey, Cam, why do you think you were able to have so much success offensively against the Bears in that game last year?
It was just good execution. We did an excellent job of playing a complete game as far as, being balanced and, keeping those guys off balance. So, we're going to look for the same qualities this week, and, hopefully we can get the win.
When you look at the fact that you've had five of the six games have been really close, why have they, not been as good as you would have liked them, the outcomes to be?
I think we just got to persevere and, just keep fighting. One of the great mottos we have as a whole franchise is keep pounding. And I don't think, we've been doing that all the way, throughout a complete game. There's been spurts, and, we see what spurts can get us. So we got to make do to each and every opportunity that we have and, try to maximize each and every one we do have.
What's been your reaction to the criticism of your demeanor after last week's game?
I just keep living life. I understand. I'm not perfect. I'm striving to be great. And whatever people may think or whatever other people may criticize me on, I take it for what it's worth, but, continuously to try to make myself better each and every opportunity that I get.
What is the loss of a defensive leader like John Beeson going to mean to your team?
Of course, we would like him to be out there, but, with this season that has been going, this is not the first time that we've lost a person or, we've been without a person. So we just got to keep on pounding it. The person that has to, bring up the rear with his loss, has to come in ready to play.
And why do you think you've had some personal struggles this year on the field compared with the rookie season?
That's the question that I don't know. But, me personally, I'm just going to continue to keep trying to get better each and every practice. Come game time, hopefully I would have done enough to, make my team or make my job excel.
The defense is approaching you differently this year?
I want to say that, but this is the NFL, and, in-game adjustments is the name of the game. Not saying that we haven't been making adjustments ourselves. It's just that, we just got to put everything together.
What have you seen about the Bears' defense, and what concerns you facing them?
They have a lot of veterans, savvy veterans at that. A lot of guys that have, 6 or 7 years plus on their contract, and a lot of know-how and understanding of, what they are. They don't try to trick you with a lot of things. They know who they are. They know what they do. And they execute it to the perfection.
Are the Panthers using you differently this year, Cam?
I wouldn't say so. I just think we've been, trying to do the things that has been successful. And, things that we haven't been doing good, we're practicing on it and each and every day. And, giving people understanding to know what exactly they have to do, whether it's me or there's somebody else. But only person I can worry about is myself. And I try to coach. I try to have coach me to the best of his ability.
Hey, Cam, Warren Moon came out today really strong and defended you and actually thought that maybe some of the criticism towards you could be racially motivated. Did you see that? And do you have any comment on that?
I haven't heard anything that he said. But, obviously Warren is a person that I go to and I lean towards for guidance and, with leadership on the field and off the field. So, he's an avid person that I may go to each and every day. I haven't heard the remarks that he said, but when it comes to race to this game, I don't think there's none at all. But I'm just going to continuously do the things that's, got me up until this point and just focus on trying to win the football game.
Any questions?
Okay.
Thank you, Cam.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.